Numbers chapter 15. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When you have come into the land of your habitations, which I give unto you, and will make an offering by fire unto Yahweh, a burnt offering, or a sacrifice in performing a vow, or in a freewill offering, or in your solemn feast, to make a sweet savour unto Yahweh, the herd, or of the herd, or of the flock. Then shall he that offers his offering unto Yahweh bring a meat offering of a tenth deal of flour, mingled with the fourth part of a hin of oil. And the fourth part of a hin of wine for a drink offering shall he prepare with the burnt offering or sacrifice for one lamb. Or for a ram you shall prepare for a meat offering 2/10 deals of flour mingled with the third part of a hin of oil. And for a drink offering you shall offer the third part of a hin of wine for a sweet savour unto Yahweh. And when you prepare a bullock for a burnt offering, or for a sacrifice in performing a vow, or peace offerings unto Yahweh, then shall he bring with a bullock a meat offering of 3/10 deals of flour mingled with half a hin of oil. And you shall bring for a drink offering half a hin of wine, for an offering made by fire of a sweet savour unto Yahweh. Thus shall it be done for one bullock, or for one ram, or for a lamb, or a kid. According to the number that you shall prepare, so shall you do to every one according to their number. All that are born of the country shall do these things after this manner, in offering an offering made by fire of a sweet savour unto Yahweh. And if a stranger sojourns with you, or whoever is among you in your generations, and will offer an offering made by fire of a sweet savour unto Yahweh, as you do, so he shall do. One ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation, and also for the stranger that sojourns with you, an ordinance forever in your generations, as you are, so shall the stranger be before Yahweh. One law and one manner shall be for you, and for the stranger that sojourns with you. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When you come into the land where I bring you, then it shall be that when you eat of the bread of the land, you shall offer up a heave offering unto Yahweh. You shall offer up a cake of the first of your dough for a heave offering, as you do the heave offering of the threshing floor, so shall you heave it. Of the first of your dough you shall give unto Yahweh a heave offering in your generations. And if you have erred, and do not observe all these commandments which Yahweh has spoken to Moses, even all that Yahweh has commanded you by the hand of Moses, from the day that Yahweh commanded Moses, and henceforth among your generations, then it shall be, if it is committed by ignorance without the knowledge of the congregation, that all the congregation shall offer one young bullock for a burnt offering, for a sweet savour unto Yahweh, with his meat offering and his drink offering, according to the manner, and one kid of the goats for a sin offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for all the congregation of the children of Israel, and it shall be forgiven them, for it is ignorance. And they shall bring their offering, a sacrifice made by fire unto Yahweh, and their sin offering before Yahweh for their ignorance. And it shall be forgiven all the congregation of the children of Israel, and the stranger that sojourns among them, seeing all the people were in ignorance. And if any soul sins through ignorance, then he shall bring a she-goat of the first year for a sin offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for the soul that sins ignorantly, when he sins by ignorance before Yahweh, to make an atonement for him, and it shall be forgiven him. You shall have one law for him that sins through ignorance, both for him that is born among the children of Israel, and for the stranger that sojourns sojourns among them. But the soul that does anything presumptuously, whether he is born in the land or a stranger, the same reproach is Yahweh, and that soul shall be cut off from among his people, because he has despised the word of Yahweh and has broken his commandment. That soul shall utterly be cut off. His iniquity shall be upon him. And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day. And they that found him gathering sticks brought him to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation, and they put him in custody, because it was not declared what should be done to him. And Yahweh said to Moses, "The man shall be surely put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones outside the camp." And all the congregation brought him outside the camp and stoned him with stones, and he died, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a ribbon of blue, and it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the commandments of Yahweh and do them, and that you seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which you used to go a-whoring, that you may remember and do all my commandments and be holy unto your God. I am Yahweh your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am Yahweh your God." Numbers chapter 16. Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men. And they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and set and against Aaron, and said to them, "You take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation is holy, every one of them, and Yahweh is among them. Why then lift you up yourselves above the congregation of Yahweh?" And when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face. And he spoke to Korah and to all his company, saying, "Even tomorrow Yahweh will show who are his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near to him. Even him whom he has chosen will he cause to come near to him. This do, take you censers, Korah, and all his company, and put fire therein, and put incense in them before Yahweh tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom Yahweh does choose, he shall be holy. You take too much upon you, you sons of Levi." And Moses said to Korah, "Hear, I pray you, you sons of Levi, seem it but a small thing to you, that the God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel, to bring you near to himself to do the service of the tabernacle of Yahweh, and to stand before the congregation to minister to them. And he has brought you near to him, and all your brothers, the sons of Levi, with you, and seek you the priesthood also. For which cause both you and all your company are gathered together against Yahweh. And what is Aaron that you murmur against him?" And Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, which said, "We will not come up. Is it a small thing that you have brought us up out of a land that flows with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, except you make yourself altogether a prince over us? Moreover, you have not brought us into a land that flows with milk and honey, or given us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Will you put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up." And Moses was very angry and said unto Yahweh, "Respect not you their offering. I have not taken one donkey from them, neither have I hurt one of them." And Moses said to Korah, "Be you and all your company before Yahweh, you and they and Aaron tomorrow. And take every man his censer, and put incense in them, and bring you before Yahweh every man his censer, 250 censers, you also and Aaron, each of you his censer." And they took every man his censer, and put fire in them, and laid incense thereon, and stood in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation with Moses and Aaron. And Korah gathered all the congregation against them to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the glory of Yahweh appeared to all the congregation. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, Separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. And they fell upon their faces and said, O God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and will you be angry with all the congregation? And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the congregation, saying, Get you up from about the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And Moses rose up and went to Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And he spoke to the congregation, saying, Depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest you be consumed in all their sins. So they got up from the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan and Abiram on every side, and Dathan and Abiram came out and stood in the door of their tents and their wives and their sons and their little children. And Moses said, Hereby you shall know that Yahweh has sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of my own mind. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they are visited after the visitation of all men, then Yahweh has not sent me. But if Yahweh makes a new thing, and the earth opens her mouth, and swallows them up with all that appertains to them, and they go down alive into the pit, then you shall understand that these men have provoked Yahweh. And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground divided apart that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth, and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertain to Korah, and all their gods. They and all that appertain to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. And all Israel that were round about them fled at the cry of them, for they said, Lest the earth swallow us up also. And there came out a fire from Yahweh, and consumed the 250 men that offered incense. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, that he take up the censers out of the burning, and scatter you the fire yonder, for they are hallowed. The censers of these sinners against their own souls, let them make them broad plates for a covering of the altar, for they offered them before Yahweh, therefore they are hallowed, and they shall be a sign to the children of Israel. And Eleazar the priest took the brazen censers with which they that were burnt had offered, and they were made broad plates for a covering of the altar, to be a memorial to the children of Israel, that no stranger, which is not of the seed of Aaron, come near to offer incense before Yahweh, that he be not as Korah and as his company, as Yahweh said to him by the hand of Moses. But on the next day, all the congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, saying, You have killed the people of Yahweh. And it came to pass, when the congregation had gathered against Moses and against Aaron, that they looked toward the tabernacle of the congregation, and behold, the cloud covered it, and the glory of Yahweh appeared. And Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of the congregation, and Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Get you up from among this congregation, that I may consume them as in a moment. And they fell upon their faces. And Moses said to Aaron, Take a censer, and put fire therein from off the altar, and put on incense, and go quickly to the congregation, and make an atonement for them. For there is wrath gone out from Yahweh, the plague is begun. And Aaron took as Moses commanded, and ran into the midst of the congregation, and behold, the plague had begun among the people, and he put on incense and made an atonement for the people. And he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed. Now they that died in the plague were 14,700, besides them that died about the matter of Korah. And Aaron returned to Moses to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the plague was stayed. Numbers chapter 17. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and take every one of them a rod according to the house of their fathers, of all their princes according to the house of their fathers, 12 rods, write you every man's name upon his rod. And you shall write Aaron's name upon the rod of Levi, for one rod shall be for the head of the house of their fathers. And you shall lay them up in the tabernacle of the congregation before the testimony where I will meet with you. And it shall come to pass that the man's rod, whom I shall choose, shall blossom, and I will make to cease from me the murmurings of the children of Israel, whereby they murmur against you. And Moses spoke to the children of Israel, and every one of their princes gave him a rod apiece, for each prince one, according to their father's houses, even 12 rods, and the rod of Aaron was among their rods. And Moses laid up the rods before Yahweh in the tabernacle of witness. And it came to pass that on the next day Moses went into the tabernacle of witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi was budded, and brought forth buds, and bloomed blossoms, and yielded almonds. And Moses brought out all the rods from before Yahweh to all the children of Israel, and they looked and took every man his rod. And Yahweh said to Moses, Bring Aaron's rod again before the testimony, to be kept for a token against the rebels, and you shall quite take away their murmurings from me, that they die not. And Moses did so as Yahweh commanded him, so did he. And the children of Israel spoke to Moses, saying, Behold, we die, we perish, we all perish. Whoever comes anywhere near to the tabernacle of Yahweh shall die. Shall we be consumed with dying? Numbers chapter 18. And Yahweh said to Aaron, You and your sons and your father's house with you shall bear the iniquity of the sanctuary, and you and your sons with you shall bear the iniquity of your priesthood, and your brethren also of the tribe of Levi, the tribe of your father, bring you with you, that they may be joined to you and minister to you, but you and your sons with you shall minister before the tabernacle of witness. And they shall keep your charge and the charge of all the tabernacle, only they shall not come near the vessels of the sanctuary and the altar, that neither they nor you also die. And they shall be joined to you and keep the charge of the tabernacle of the congregation for all the service of the tabernacle, and a stranger shall not come near to you. And you shall keep the charge of the sanctuary and the charge of the altar, and there be no wrath any more upon the children of Israel. And I, behold, I have taken your brethren the Levites from among the children of Israel. To you they are given as a gift for Yahweh, to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Therefore you and your sons with you shall keep your priest's office for everything of the altar and within the veil, and you shall serve. I have given your priest's office to you as a service of gift, and the stranger that comes near shall be put to death. And Yahweh spoke to Aaron, Behold, I also have given you the charge of my heave offerings, of all the hallowed things of the children of Israel. To you have I given them by reason of the anointing, and to your sons by an ordinance forever. This shall be yours of the most holy things reserved from the fire, every oblation of theirs, every meat offering of theirs, and every sin offering of theirs, and every trespass offering of theirs, which they shall render to me, shall be most holy for you and for your sons. In the most holy place shall you eat it. Every male shall eat it. It shall be holy to you. And this is yours, the heave offering of their gift, with all the wave offerings of the children of Israel. I have given them to you, and to your sons, and to your daughters with you, by a statute forever. Every one that is clean in your house shall eat of it. All the best of the oil, and all the best of the new wine, and of the wheat, the first fruits of them which they shall offer unto Yahweh, them have I given you. And whatever is first ripe in the land, which they shall bring unto Yahweh, shall be yours. Every one that is clean in your house shall eat of it. Everything devoted in Israel shall be yours. Everything that opens the womb in all flesh, which they bring unto Yahweh, whether it is of men or beasts, shall be yours. Nevertheless, the firstborn of man shall you surely redeem, and the firstborn of unclean beasts shall you redeem. And those that are to be redeemed from a month old shall you redeem, according to your estimation, for the money of 5 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, which is 20 gerahs. But the firstborn of a cow, or the firstborn of a sheep, or the firstborn of a goat, you shall not redeem. They are holy. You shall sprinkle their blood upon the altar, and shall burn their fat for an offering made by fire, for a sweet savour unto Yahweh. And the flesh of them shall be yours, as the wave breast and as the right shoulder are yours. All the heave offerings of the holy things which the children of Israel offer unto Yahweh have I given you and your sons and your daughters with you by a statute forever. It is a covenant of salt forever before Yahweh to you and to your seed with you. And Yahweh spoke to Aaron, you shall have no inheritance in their land, neither shall you have any part among them. I am your part and your inheritance among the children of Israel. And behold, I have given the children of Israel all the tenth. And behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tenth in Israel for an inheritance, for their service which they serve, even the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Neither must the children of Israel henceforth come near the tabernacle of the congregation, lest they bear sin and die. But the Levites shall do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they shall bear their iniquity. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations, that among the children of Israel they have no inheritance. But the tithes of the children of Israel, which they offer as a heave offering unto Yahweh, I have given to the Levites to inherit. Therefore I have said to them, among the children of Israel they shall have no inheritance. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, thus speak to the Levites, and say to them, When you take of the children of Israel the tithes which I have given you from them for your inheritance, then you shall offer up a heave offering of it for Yahweh, even a tenth part of the tithe. And this your heave offering shall be reckoned unto you, as though it were the corn of the threshing floor, and as the fullness of the winepress. Thus you shall offer a heave offering unto Yahweh of all your tithes which you receive of the children of Israel, and you shall give thereof Yahweh's heave offering to Aaron the priest. Out of all your gifts you shall offer every heave offering of Yahweh of all the best part thereof, even the hallowed part thereof, out of it. Therefore you shall say to them, when you have heaved the best thereof from it, then it shall be counted to the Levites as the increase of the threshing floor and as the increase of the winepress. And you shall eat it in every place, you and your households, for it is your reward for your service in the tabernacle of the congregation. And you shall bear no sin by reason of it, when you have heaved from it the best of it, neither shall you pollute the holy things of the children of Israel, lest you die. Numbers chapter 19. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, this is the ordinance of the law which Yahweh has commanded, saying, speak to the children of Israel, that they bring you a red heifer without spot, wherein is no blemish, and upon which never came yoke. And you shall give her to Eleazar the priest, that he may bring her forth outside the camp, and one shall slay her before his face. And Eleazar the priest shall take of her blood with his finger, and sprinkle of her blood directly before the tabernacle of the congregation 7 times. And one shall burn the heifer in his sight, her skin and her flesh and her blood, with her dung shall he burn. And the priest shall take cedar wood and hyssop and scarlet, and cast it into the midst of the burning of the heifer. Then the priest shall wash his clothes, and he shall bathe his flesh in water, and afterward he shall come into the camp, and the priest shall be unclean until the evening. And he that burns her shall wash his clothes in water, and bathe his flesh in water, and shall be unclean until the evening. And a man that is clean shall gather up the ashes of the heifer, and lay them up outside the camp, in a clean place, and it shall be kept for the congregation of the children of Israel, for a water of separation. It is a purification for sin. And he that gathers the ashes of the heifer shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the evening. And it shall be to the children of Israel and to the stranger that sojourns among them for a statute forever. He that touches the dead body of any man shall be unclean 7 days. He shall purify himself with it on the third day, and on the seventh day he shall be clean. But if he purifies not himself the third day, then the seventh day he shall not be clean. Whoever touches the dead body of any man that is dead, and purifies not himself, defiles the tabernacle of Yahweh, and that soul shall be cut off from Israel, because the water of separation was not sprinkled upon him. He shall be unclean, his uncleanness is yet upon him. This is the law: when a man dies in a tent, all that come into the tent, and all that is in the tent, shall be unclean 7 days. And every open vessel which has no covering bound upon it is unclean. And whoever touches one that is slain with a sword in the open fields, or a dead body, or a bone of a man, or a grave, shall be unclean 7 days. And for an unclean person they shall take of the ashes of the burnt heifer of purification for sin, and running water shall be put thereto in a vessel. And a clean person shall take hyssop and dip it in the water, and sprinkle it upon the tent, and upon all the vessels, and upon the persons that were there, and upon him that touched a bone, or one slain, or one dead, or a grave. And the clean person shall sprinkle upon the unclean on the third day, and on the seventh day, and on the seventh day he shall purify himself, and wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and shall be clean at evening. But the man that shall be unclean and shall not purify himself, that soul shall be cut off from among the congregation, because he has defiled the sanctuary of Yahweh. The water of separation has not been sprinkled upon him. He is unclean. And it shall be a perpetual statute to them, that he that sprinkles the water of separation shall wash his clothes, and he that touches the water of separation shall be unclean until evening. And whatever the unclean person touches shall be unclean, and the soul that touches it shall be unclean until evening. Numbers chapter 20. Then came the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, into the desert of Zin in the first month, and the people stayed in Kadesh, and Miriam died there and was buried there. And there was no water for the congregation, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. And the people strove with Moses and spoke, saying, "Would God that we had died when our brethren died before Yahweh? And why have you brought up the congregation of Yahweh into this wilderness, that we and our cattle should die here? And why have you made us to come up out of Egypt to bring us into this evil place? It is no place of seed, or of figs, or of vines, or of pomegranates, neither is there any water to drink." And Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they fell upon their faces, and the glory of Yahweh appeared to them. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Take the rod, and gather you the assembly together, you and Aaron your brother, and speak to the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water, and you shall bring forth to them water out of the rock, so you shall give the congregation and their beasts drink." And Moses took the rod from before Yahweh, as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he said to them, "Hear now, you rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock?" And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and Aaron, because you believed me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. This is the water of Meribah, because the children of Israel strove with Yahweh, and he was sanctified in them. And Moses sent messengers from Kadesh to the king of Edom. Thus says your brother Israel, you know all the trouble that has befallen us, how our fathers went down into Egypt, and we have dwelt in Egypt a long time, and the Egyptians afflicted us and our fathers. And when we cried unto Yahweh, he heard our voice and sent an angel and has brought us forth out of Egypt. And behold, we are in Kadesh, a city in the outermost of your border. Let us pass, I pray you, through your country. We will not pass through the fields or through the vineyards, neither will we drink of the water of the wells. We will go by the king's highway. We will not turn to the right hand nor to the left until we have passed your borders. And Edom said to him, you shall not pass by me, lest I come out against you with the sword. And the children of Israel said unto him, we will go by the highway, and if I and my cattle drink of your water, then I will pay for it. I will only, without doing anything else, go through on my feet. And he said, you shall not go through. And Edom came out against them with much people and with a strong hand. Thus Edom refused to give Israel passage through his border. Therefore Israel turned away from him. And the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, journeyed from Kadesh and came to Mount Hor. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and Aaron in Mount Hor by the coast of the land of Edom, saying, Aaron shall be gathered to his people, for he shall not enter into the land which I have given to the children of Israel, because you rebelled against my word at the water of Meribah. Take Aaron and Eleazar, his son, and bring them up to Mount Hor, and strip Aaron of his garments, and put them upon Eleazar, his son, and Aaron shall be gathered to his people, and shall die there. And Moses did as Yahweh commanded, and they went up into Mount Hor in the sight of all the congregation. And Moses stripped Aaron off his garments and put them upon Eleazar his son, and Aaron died there in the top of the mount, and Moses and Eleazar came down from the mount. And when all the congregation saw that Aaron was dead, they mourned for Aaron 30 days, even all the house of Israel.